How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Tanya Curry, a very good morning to you. How are you?
So happy. I'm smoking Camel.
All right, you know what?
The deepest joy comes in that blue box. Sorry, guys. I know it's probably completely inappropriate. But as my jingle played in, I lit up and I thought, oh,
good,
that's the way it should
you.
Be.
That is exactly. And you know what? We're going to live vicariously through you at this moment because...
I've also got dry and brittle hair, Howard.
Oh, do you? You see?
And I really don't know where to click on that address.
Oh, stop it, man. I want to know, are bald people even allowed to get involved in this conversation?
Maybe under the Kiwi shoe care section.
It's, you know, Tanya, this, I have battled through this because every time I kind of, so what I decided actually, and then I read your report this morning and I thought, oh my word, and I'm going to let you actually go through it from beginning to end because you actually summarize the whole thing, I think, magnificently. Because what you actually are saying is that many truths can exist at the same time.
Quite right. I had somebody say to me over the week that you cannot be for or against the EFF in this particular situation. You either are against the racist ad or you're not, and that's absolute rubbish. So
absolute
firstly,
rubbish.
Let me just start.
Go for it. I'm letting you go through it.
Let me just start. Let's have a little bit of a marketing 101 lesson. Okay, so adverts don't just appear on websites. That's the first thing. Okay, now, and also let's follow the chain. So Unilever is the producer, the one of the biggest organizations in the world, let alone in this country. And they then have a product, one of many. The other one in there is Dove. You'll remember that black woman turning into a white woman. So it is the same company. So they have many products, and one of those products is Tresemme, and Tresemme sells its product line through Clicks. Okay, so we have three very big organizations involved in the ad-making process. One does not simply create an ad and put it up at Clicks. There are many people paid a lot of money between that process. In fact, we counted the steps, and there has to be a minimum of at least 15 to 21 sign-off steps between the time this advert was created to the time it was published on the site. So at all 21 steps, we missed it, okay? But it's not even that. The advert itself doesn't even make sense. So, like, I started quite bombastically saying I have dry and brittle hair this morning, but I do, okay? And looking at that ad, as a woman with what is probably described as Caucasian hair.
No,
right?
I think now we call it normal hair.
Normal hair. And fine. I mean, people also have misunderstood what the word fine meant,
right,
okay? But
exactly.
Anyway, so if as my hair is dry and damaged, I could not click on the picture of a lady with an afro because the products I use cannot be used by her and her products cannot be used by me.
Yeah,
we would end up looking like we walked through bushes backwards. Okay. So that's the first problem. If you're going to say dry and brittle hair, can you then give us all examples of what dry and brittle hair looks like? Because then I know, okay, that's my one. I'm going there. So very poor advertising just from the get-go. And then on top of that, you, through this whole step process and 20 people sign off, then none of them notice that it's racially biased. Then the EFF decide to go to the stores. Now hang on. What? We have at least 21 people who signed off on this racial ad at head office, at Unilever, at Tresemme, and at Clicks, and you're going to go to the Clicks store. Why? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't get it. Now then on top of that, not only do you go to the Clicks store, who has nothing to do with the advertising at all, you then threaten them that they should close down. So in case you forgot, Julius, we are just in the process of emerging from a lockdown that was very damaging to most of our jobs, okay? We're very grateful to have a job.
Absolutely.
Now you go in and shut the store and you say, no, the people will get paid. No, hang on.
Yeah, you don't get to determine that. How many casuals work?
How many casuals work in that particular sector, firstly? And secondly, what happened to the rest of the people in the mall? Don't they count? Okay? You petrol bombed the mall. You threatened to burn down a hospital. You pushed a female journalist, a black female journalist with black hair, guys. You pushed her around and then said that it was okay to just touch her because you didn't actually push her. Well, I'm sorry. What? And then when you actually say it was meant to be a peaceful protest, but you use the word attack, why didn't you go straight to the head office at Unilever? That's where it all started. Why didn't you go and knock on the door and say, I'm Julius and I'm here to see the CEO? Because what you've done is completely unacceptable. And I'll tell you why. Because it's pure electioneering. And what we have learned this week about the EFF is if they do rule or they do become a major opposition in this country, they will rule by fear and violence. If they don't like something, they're going to bomb it. That is the way it is. And I, for one, cannot believe that Julius Malema, a marketing genius, didn't work out that this was not the place to do the actual protesting. That I mean, he ended up at Unilever head office like a week later, you know, got what he needed, a bunch of sanitary towels and Tresemme off the shelves for 10 days. But that's just opportunistic. And it's obvious that corporates are terrified of the EFF. But it wouldn't it be awesome if rapists and looters and thieves were just as scared of the EFF? Then I might have a governing party I want to vote for. Because if you use the same rigor and vigor that you use on clicks, stores, which is unrelated to the ad, as you would on a rapist or the very woman you pushed in front of cameras.
100%. And then denied it because you said it was what? It wasn't, Lynn, what? It wasn't
invasive.
They just touched
harmful.
Her. They didn't.
They merely.
Merely. I mean, you've got to watch that video.
Touched her. Like, okay, guys, firstly, you don't merely touch anything.
Everybody knows that. I mean, it was.
So let me just put it into perspective. Here's the one line. For the EFF, your crown matters, but not the woman who comes with it. Because you are undeniably, EFF, showing your patriarchy. It is appalling.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. You know, Tanya, I just want to stand up and applaud because that's my session too. The ladies in studio are very, very much in support of what you're saying.
Thank you.
How when I read your report this morning, I thought to myself, you've got it because there's an attempt to pigeonhole us. So if we criticize the EFF, then we're racist. If we criticize clicks, then we're supporting the EFF. That's actually untrue. We can criticize and we can look at it the whole way through. In fact, that's exactly how we have to look at it. And how do we, you know, and my problem is now the EFF are turning this into a victory because of the sanitary pads and this bursary. And in fact, it wasn't. It was extortion, which is really what it was. And it moved the whole focus away. And they are defending the right of black women while abusing black women on air.
They called Tuli Madonsela a coconut and then questioned her integrity in her relationships.
Yeah.
That's what they actually did on Twitter. How can you profess to protect those women when you are doing exactly the reverse? So, I mean, I had a far more relevant and a conversation that might actually amount to something with the Katrada Foundation this week, where we spoke about why is it that 25, 26 years later, we are still shocked when a racist ad makes its way out into the public space. And I'll tell you why. We've never dealt with it.
That's my answer. I agree. Because we went straight to the Rainbow Nation. We needed the Rainbow Nation, but we didn't have the conversations that we've needed
we
to have.
We didn't have the conversations.
And exactly. And by
we've
not having
never
them,
been taught
ignites.
In schools. Mm,
never.
You know, we, never. There is absolutely, and I hate to use the word, I'll probably get basic for it. There is an unconscious bias in South Africa.
Of course there is.
People don't even realize they're racist.
Of course there is.
You know, we have to be educated.
Yeah.
So let's, wow, over 25 years, why didn't we do what Germany did? Mm. Why didn't we educate from school level about what racism actually is and why things like this really matter, what the pencil test was, and why hair on its own is a massive problem for black women across the world, because it's an underrepresented category, always has been and always sadly will be, unless we fix what is systemically based at the very roots of our society, not just here in South Africa, but internationally.
Mm, that's 100% right. You know, when you look at certain things, you could say, all right, there's a nuance maybe that relates to a specific country and maybe Unilever, being an international company, didn't realize it, but this is not one of those. This is just
no,
simply not, this is not, isn't. This is not nuanced. So how did social media react to the EFF? Because my theory on this is, yeah, because I believe that they by this week have narrowed their band of potential supporters. That's my own view, but I don't know if it's my own perception because I was so horrified by some of the behavior.
Well, Howard, I mean, certainly if the EFF called a victory on this thing, they got it wrong. In fact, their net sentiment sits at minus 92%.
Wow.
Clicks at minus 73.
So that's interesting.
It just shows how angry we are at the EFF. And I opened many timelines, and sure, you had the EFF brigade running out there and saying, well done, Mr. President, and all that. And, but you had the large majority saying, what on earth are you doing? Like the statistics range, let me give you these stats.
Yeah.
400,000 items in the space of 4 days. Okay. In the beginning, Clicks had about, I don't know, 8,000 items about this particular advert. And then the EFF came into the room, and you'll see on my timelines that this Click story just absolutely multiplied. It became one that was generating 13,000 on a daily basis and rising by over 100% hour on hour. It was huge. But when you look at them on a share of voice perspective, Clicks owned the conversation obviously by 70%. The EFF held 25%, and Unilever just over 1%.
So they were barely there.
That is so stupid, isn't it? Mm. And the other thing is the reputational damage on Clicks as a brand. So I went back and I had a look at Clicks over time.
Mm.
You know, do we like Clicks?
Mm.
And the truth is we loved Clicks.
Mm.
It had a net sentiment that was always plus 50% and over until this debacle happened, and it plummeted to, at the time, minus 80, now sitting at about minus 70% with the removal of Tresemme from the shelves. So the reputational damage to a very much loved home brand is ridiculous. And then when you look at the sentiment drivers, like why were we so cross and why were we so negative? And all of it is about unemployment, about violence, about racism for sure is in there, about acting responsibly for others, and women. Those are the big words that said, EFF, you didn't win this one
at
all.
It's so interesting. So fascinating, because that's what I was interested to hear, is how they fared at the end of the week, because the story is basically over. There's not much more. There's nowhere more that I think that it's going to be going. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't want to spend all the time on it, because I do want to talk about the passing this week of George Bezos. And we had a wonderful conversation with Justice David Unterhalter earlier. He's father was a close friend of Bezos. So he grew up very much with him, part of his life. He took us through his career. But the sentiment there, the positivity that you saw, Lindy was saying earlier this week that you never see this amount of unqualified, positive outpouring.
Oh, I want to cry as I talk about it. The images, just those pictures are just so beautiful. Like, and it reminded me of when Mandela died.
That's interesting.
You know, this enormous, overwhelming love, but not internationally as much as it was from here in SA. Like,
but that's all right. He's ours. He doesn't belong to the rest of the world. He was ours.
Yeah. Bugger them. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, here was a big reminder, a massive loss and a horrific reminder of how we've strayed from a path of justice and sacrifice for a greater good. You know, here you had images of Uncle Kathy, of, they called him Uncle George, but he's always for me Advocate George Bezos for sure. Of Advocate George Bezos, of Uncle Kathy, of Nelson Mandela, and so sitting, all the cadres sitting there that are now gone. And hopefully quite happy upstairs
in a good place.
And not shaking their heads at us and please ignore us.
Yeah, just let them just like look away for a little bit until we sort things
out. Yeah. Exactly. I want to, if I can get it in, I just want, there's a couple of things that were raised this week that the EFF paid no attention to. So you can see I'm on an EFF day today. It's normally the DA. So there is a change here. Custer Semenya can't run. No Shivambu or Ndlozi on that one. Daniel Julie's murderers were caught. That cop has been convicted of a crime before. By the way, the president said in his Q&A that the labor law does apply to government, and that's why they suspend people without pay. But apparently that's the only, from what I can see, that's the only line entry in the Labor Act that does apply, because why would we have a cop convicted of a crime still manning the streets? And where are you, Julia? So what he's saying as an EFF is, black on black violence is fine. And if it doesn't contain a racial element, then, it's not worth doing. And that's another reason. And then Tshwane Council, has now gone to Concord because they can't work out who runs Tshwane. So when you do get the opposition in, and that includes Herman Mashabe in that story, then, we just have no rule whatsoever. To end, because I see I have 1 minute.
Yes. Exactly.
Jerusalem.
Oh, it's the best.
Focus on Jerusalem. I've been focusing on Jerusalem for about a month, and it never lets me down. Just go focus on Jerusalem, and you guys
policy.
Are going to be fine, okay?
Yeah, well, I've been trying to get my family to teach me, but you know, they refuse. They are absolutely, they said they will save me from myself. Exactly. That's what I said.
That in my life.
they absolutely refused, and you know what? They are poorer for it. Tonya Curry, thank you. As always, a fascinating report, and one that really just captured our imaginations and our thoughts.